Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go, 7:46, 14 till 8. Happy days are here again. Mark Rosa joins us, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, to help you manage your money. Before we get all, you know, with the confetti and the fireworks and everything else, let me just tell you about jeffersonfinancial.org. If you go there, in the middle of the page, you'll see a page, a tab that says calculators. Then from that point, you click on it. It's absolutely free. There are a lot of different calculators there, absolutely free. No information's being tracked. Nobody's going to contact you. You don't have to register, no passwords. None of that. But there are a lot of things there, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, that can help you in your everyday financial life.
Positively, Tommy, and thank you for that introduction. And happy Friday, by the way.
Yes, sir, and it's going to even turn cooler by the middle of the week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I know. We're both waiting for that.
Wait, it's not Moscow cold, just to be clear. No.
No, one could wish.
Yes.
But no,
we're talking
get
about
a little
70
bit
degrees.
Of it. I'll welcome it.
Moscow in the middle of summer, perhaps, but no.
That's something like that. That's right.
All right, let's talk about the Dow and everything that's going on, please.
Well, right. And not so much as just an overview of what went on. I think most people know that the market hates uncertainty. And we had this, big election, obviously, and all the conversations about how polarized people are. It's going to be very narrow win. And each candidate, we went over that last week, mm-hmm. they have very different ways of shaping economic policy. And it could move the economy very differently from the other candidate. So now that, you know, the votes are tallied, all the decisions are in. I mean, the Dow, I'm surprised at what it did, jumped 1,500 points on Wednesday. I mean, graphically, it's beautiful. You could have it framed straight up, the highest amount that it's ever done in one day, hit another record, set the 41st record close in 2024. And it was something more significant, the largest post-election gain since November, 1896. Mm. So that's, the record setting is an understatement with respect to how the market reacted to these election results. And right after that, the Fed comes out and lowers rates another quarter point. So I think, the combination of which, with uncertainty is behind us. And if, some people are not happy with, what the election results were. But as far as what his policies could be, the 2017 tax cuts were going to be reversed. So said Ms. Harris. And we could probably be 100% certain that he's either going to renew those tax cuts, some conversation about making them permanent, and they wouldn't expire at some point in the future. So that's very stimulative to the economy. People are able to keep more money in their pockets. There's nothing wrong with that, especially within this high inflationary environment that we've been living through. I mean, everybody's looking for ways to save and to keep your taxes steady, or even he was even talking about lowering them. So, that's good news. As far as the energy policy promises, expand the U.S. drilling, rolling back of a lot of Biden climate rules. And I wouldn't be surprised if we could see gas coming down in the low twos or even starts with a one, because I thought they were right around that when Biden took office. I thought they were one, like $1.84, $1.85. And what the important part of that, and it's just intuitive, everybody understands, you know, energy, when those costs go up, it raises the cost of everything, because most things take some form of energy, some form of fashion. Your Cheerios have to be brought to Winn-Dixie, and it's usually brought in a truck, and the truck burns gas, and here we go. So if the energy, the supply could be increased, in consequence, lowering prices significantly, we might see some deflationary months, meaning that when we're reporting on you know, how much inflation happened from one month to the next, we might see negative numbers. And that's what I've been saying all along. So many of my boss at UNO saying, well, the prices will level off. And they're doing so right now, as the Fed feels like it's successfully tamed inflation. But these incremental increases from month to month is just adding to those high increases that we saw what, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And we really need negative numbers to start bringing prices down and not just staying static. And I think there's some promise there. I think the reduced regulations, the more drilling, more supply into the market, this might be the relief that so many people need, so many people are looking for, that could be within this, within the near future, actually.
Now, we did have, you're talking about your boss at UNO, you're talking about Dub, right?
Yes.
Dub Lane, professor Dr. of economics Lane. Over mm-hmm. at UNO, and I should mention my alma mater. Let me take a break, Mark. We'll pick it up. Yes. We come back. All right. 7:52, 8 till 8. I want to talk about prices in a grocery store, because he told me yesterday prices are not likely to come down, and somebody specifically texted in and said, so you're telling me the basket of groceries that is now $250 that used to be $125 is not going to come back down to $125. You can address that when we come back. Mark Rosa, president, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Stock market going crazy. 401ks, I would hope, going crazy as well. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:57, 3 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our good friend Mark Rosa, president, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, middle of the homepage, you'll see calculators. Click on that. And then from there, a veritable plethora of calculators that will help you with your financial situation. Mark, you were talking about your boss, Dub Lane, at UNO. Yesterday, we were talking to him, stock market going crazy. As far as inflation, the rate of inflation has slowed, or I don't know if you want to say stopped. I don't guess it ever stops, but it's slowed. It's gone down. When it comes to the actual prices, somebody texted in and said, well, a $250 basket of groceries now, is that going to come down to $125? Dub said, no, it will not. Those prices are staying where they are. Thoughts on that?
Oh, I think they will stay where they are, but some things can happen in the economy to push it down. And the first one that the Fed spoke about initially is like, we're going to push you into a recession. Prices will come down. But you know what? You know, it's like so many people lose their jobs, business go out of business. That's a way to get prices to come down, but it's awfully painful. It's awfully destructive. So what if there's any supply chain issues? If you're increasing the supply of any good or service, and demand stays the same, Econ 101 would say the prices have come down. So I think we're largely. You have an expert that comes on periodically about supply chains. I don't think we're suffering like we used to be suffering so much with supply chains. So that's another, you know, tick on the side of the price are going to stay the same because supply chains have largely freed up. So, but if you're lowering some input prices on things that a lot of people believe, you know, gas is artificially high. Biden policy was to kind of put a stranglehold on fossil fuels. Well, if we went back to the pre-Biden policies, you know, lots of people are saying, well, I would be, you know, I would be one of them to say, could we see gasoline? I said a few minutes ago that starts with a one. Mm-hmm. And if energy costs are coming down, it touches everything. You know, banana prices don't touch everything. Energy does. So I could see where we might get a couple of months. We're going to visit CPI, not this coming week, but the next week. CPI is going to come back out. And this is a little bit far off, but it's looking like another 0.1 or a 0.2% increase. All right, small numbers. That's fantastic. Year over year is in the twos. That's where the Fed wants it. We're good for going forward. But back to square one. That is a small increase. It's been an increase over all of the increases that has happened over the past couple of years. So that's where your grocery basket's still $250, and we want a 2%, the average inflation for so many years are right at 2%. That's what we had. A quote, nice economy. People weren't worried about inflation. That was, you know, that wasn't being used at all from a conversational standpoint until all this happened after COVID and the response to COVID. So, I'd love them to come down with some of the things I'm mentioning.
At Thank you. Talk to you Monday.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.